This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Crowder is boots on the ground in Detroit. He witnessed the Dolphins-Lions joint practice.
Yes.
And from what I'm reading, I'll read a couple things. From what I'm reading, it didn't necessarily look great for the Fins.
Necessarily. Goodness gracious.
Was so, that bad? It was noticeably bad.
It was like you could tell the talent on the Lions side. Like Amon-Ra St. Brown, one-on-ones, he went 7 for 7. No one on the Dolphins could cover him. Just was eating him up. Had 7 touchdowns and 7 attempts.
So is it more a testament to who the Lions are than who the Dolphins are then?
That's kind of what, but even in the 11-on-11 stuff, like the quarterbacks were running for their lives. Like everybody, Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson threw a couple picks. Tua had to get out the pocket as soon as they snapped the ball. I wouldn't say they got out physical, but you could tell there's more talent on the Lions side. The front seven's good. Front seven can play, but the secondary and that O-line are concerns, were concerns.
By the way, Chop Robinson, we all know, was carted off. Solana has let us know that Chop Robinson Instagrammed out himself. It's not that serious, right? Is that what he said? Like, I'll be fine, something along those lines?
Yeah, he said, it's not serious, y'all. I'm okay. Good.
So that was nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie. Like, yes. you feel like this team is cursed? That was nerve-wracking. Great news from Chop Robinson himself. That it's not that serious.
I'm starting to feel like people just want to get on the cart. You used to have to break your leg to get carted right. off. Now a guy right. dislocates his pinky and gets
bring
carted
out the
off.
Car.
Yeah, leave that cart over there in the corner.
I'll give you an official training camp report. It's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs. Day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. This is what Nick Baumgartner tweeted out, a series of tweets he writes about the Lions for The Athletic. As you said, they weren't out physicaled. Here's how he describes it. Lions just out-everythinged the Dolphins for 2 hours out here. As lopsided a joint NFL practice as I've ever seen. Then he follows that up with a tweet that says, Amon-Ra St. Brown caught just about every target thrown at him, including a crazy sideline TD where he caught it one-handed and pinned it to the DB's head before ripping it away from him for a score. Dominant day for Detroit. And his final tweet in the series says, biggest takeaway for me is that Detroit's first defense looks legit. Miami did nothing offensively in the red zone. In team, nothing. This was the best the Lions' offense has looked in a practice, and it's no coincidence they didn't have to take reps versus their own D today. So
he hit it on Baumgartner, hit it on the head. The Finns offense looked bad. The defense, I guess, in the front seven, when they were trying to run the ball in 11 on 11, like they were making, Sealer was making plays. The linebackers, Willie Gay and Dotson and them boys, they can play. Nick Chubb was making plays. But on that other field, the offense, they got choked out. Like, honestly, they might have gave up 10 sacks today if it was full speed football.
See a little scrambling from Tua in the regular season. Bet the overs.
You would have loved today then, because if you want to see Tua run, he was running around a lot back there. Tyreek didn't practice. Waddle only did 11 on 11 stuff. He didn't do any one-on-ones, but it was a tough day offensively. And then that second day, Amon-Ra St. Brown is Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
He made him look like Jerry Rice today.
You know why?
Jack Jones was on him.
No, Coca-Cola. I told you. He drinks Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola's a magical elixir. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the only guy who's figured it out.
When you catch a touchdown and smile at everybody, like he smiled at the DBs, like, oh my goodness.
So they little boyed the Dolphins.
Offensively, yeah, they little boyed. That Detroit defense little boyed the Dolphins today.
All right. Well, you know what they say. Get them back tomorrow. Three-game series. You got the today, tomorrow, and then the game on Saturday. Three-game series. They're still in this thing, Dolphins fans.
But, you know, it was another tweet y'all sent. Is it just an NFC championship team that we're playing and we haven't won a playoff game in 25 years? Because, like, you're playing a very, very good roster, franchise, you know, well-coached team. And the Dolphins aren't that. Somebody said today.
I believe we are, though. That's the part that shocks me from this. And I know you guys are going to laugh, but I think we do have a good roster. I think they're a well-coached team. And do I think Mike McDaniel's as good a head coach as Dan Campbell? No. I can look at Dan Campbell's record, but I know that they rave about Anthony Weaver as a defensive coordinator. I don't think the Dolphins are a poorly coached team. I don't think they're a poorly constructed team. So it surprises me a little bit when I was reading what I was reading today about the joint practices.
But at a certain point, they have to prove that, don't they, Hawk? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It surprises me because it doesn't jibe with me what I know about the Dolphins and then what I'm reading today at the joint practice. It seems like they were on two different levels, but I guess they are.
But because here's what I'm concerned with. For 3 years now, prior to this season, the Dolphins have been a good team. I don't think they've been a terribly coached team, but they clearly, I don't think this is arguable, have been a step behind the best teams in the NFL.
No.
The Ravens,
this
the Chiefs,
sounded
the
greater
Bills.
Than a step behind. And again, all I'm doing is gleaning stuff from Twitter and Palm Beach Post reports. Like, it seemed much further than a step behind.
But if you go up against the Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And all the reports coming out of that training camp are that the Dolphins got punked by Chicago. Fine, that's one training camp. That's one group of reporters. You could argue that the Dolphins weren't necessarily expecting full tackling because they're not supposed to be tackling in joint practices. Fine, right? And then in the preseason game, they didn't look a step behind the Bears. You know, the first team went out there, drove down the field, got to the 5-yard line with ease. But you would agree, and Crowder, maybe you felt the same way being there, that the Dolphins almost had like something to prove against the Detroit Lions, a great team in the NFC. They got punked by the Bears. They're going out there, their next joint practice. They want to prove that they could belong on the same field with a team like this. And from everything we're reading, it didn't seem like they proved that at all. That's where, you know, I tweeted, I think I have to severely temper my expectations for this team, because it's either all the reporters are lying or the Dolphins are just a step behind the best teams in the NFL.
They went out, like I said, Waddle and Tyreek weren't in there. So
kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So it's Weiss Jr. and Taj Washington and Malik Washington, and they're a bunch of little Weiss, whatever. And he's a big dude, but everybody else is very, very small humans. And they weren't really doing much on the secondary, but your top two receivers are out. Tight ends, they don't have a chance to catch anything from our team. And Laporta can play. But it's the concerns that we've had, the O-line and the secondary, are still concerns. Minka Fitzpatrick can play his tail off. But you even see, watching the secondary, Minka moves, like, he breaks faster than our other DBs. Like, you see why he's a Pro Bowler and why we can't cover anybody on the outside. Like, he's moving at a different speed than Jones and those other guys back there. And you could tell watching it. A person, you're like, that's a Pro Bowler. Those guys might not be on the team this season.
Well, again, also, it's preseason. These are practices, even the games themselves. So I think someone brought up this week, your 1-15 team was undefeated, right? In the preseason that year. So don't put that much stock in it, but you start to see things. And I would say glaring weaknesses probably rear their ugly heads a little bit in this arena. But I don't think you can glean too much from the first joint practice against the Lions.
But and also another thing, and one of my concerns, when they went to team run, the Lions ran downhill with two gigantic backs. We were running jet sweeps and reverses and all this cute stuff, and they are just coming straight at us.
What I was thinking about that today. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it last night as well. I want all that stuff back. You know what? That's who we are. That's who McDaniel is. Enough of this, run it up the gut, and we're going to be tough and change the narrative. No. Change the narrative back to 2023. When we're creative and running jet sweeps and you have 18 people in motion, like, do that. Be cutesy. I'm all for cutesy. I think I've been misplaced in, oh, they got to get tougher. Who gives a bleep? Get cutesier.
Because they need it at some point.
Cutesier. Get cutesier.
Don't take out the jet sweeps or the double, triple, reverse pitchbacks. But when you're third and one, go get a first down, and then you can cutesy on first down.
No. You can have four run up the guts with Jalen Wright, or you can have a double, triple reverse with Tua catching the ball in the end zone, and we're all doing some weird dance at the end. Give me that all day long. You're more suited for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.